After 10 minutes or so, during which the firebolt was passed around and admired from every angle, the crowd dispersed, and Harry and Ron had a clear view of Hermione, the only person who hadn't rushed over to them, bent over her work and carefully avoiding their eyes. Harry and Ron approached her table, and at last she looked up.
"I got it back," said Harry, grinning at her and holding up the firebolt.
"You see, Hermione, there wasn't anything wrong with it," said Ron.
"Well, there might have been," said Hermione. "I mean, at least you know now that it's safe."
"Yeah, I suppose so," said Harry. "I'd better put it upstairs."
"I'll take it," said Ron eagerly. "I've got to give Scabbers his rat tonic."
He took the firebolt and, holding it as if it were made of glass, carried it away up the boys' staircase.
"Can I sit down then?" Harry asked Hermione.
"I suppose so,"
said Hermione, moving a great stack of parchment off a chair. Harry looked around at the cluttered table, at the long Arithmancy essay on which the ink was still glistening, at the even longer Muggle Studies essay, "Explain Why Muggles Need Electricity," and at the rune translation Hermione was now poring over.
"How are you getting through all this stuff?" Harry asked her.
"Oh, well, you know, working hard," said Hermione.
Close up, Harry saw that she looked almost as tired as Lupin.
"Why don't you just drop a couple of subjects?" Harry asked, watching her lifting books as she searched for her rune dictionary.
"I couldn't do that," said Hermione, looking scandalized.
"Arithmancy looks terrible," said Harry, picking up a very complicated-looking number chart.
"Oh, no, it's wonderful," said Hermione earnestly. "It's my favourite subject. It's..."
But exactly what was wonderful about arithmancy, Harry never found out. At that precise moment, a strangled yell echoed down the boys' staircase. The whole common room fell silent, staring, petrified at the entrance. Then came hurried footsteps, growing louder and louder, and then Ron came leaping into view, dragging with him a bedsheet.
"Look!"
he bellowed, striding over to Hermione's table.
"Look!"
he yelled, shaking the sheets in her face.
"Ron, what? Scabbers! Look! Scabbers!"
Hermione was leaning away from Ron, looking utterly bewildered. Harry looked down at the sheet Ron was holding. There was something red on it, something that looked horribly like...
"Blood!"
Ron yelled into the stunned silence.
"He's gone! And you know what was on the floor?"
No,
said Hermione in a trembling voice. Ron threw something down onto Hermione's rune translation. Hermione and Harry leaned forward. Lying on top of the weird, spiky shapes were several long ginger cat hairs.